Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. Right? I mean, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of our conversation. Being involved in our conversation is always good. Right? Anyway, I do appreciate your time. All right. There's a lot going on. There's a lot happening I want to get to. One in particular. I mean, seriously, people. I know it's going to sound like I'm just bashing on Joey. But Joey B. went ahead and he attacked Iran today, and he attacked a Syrian-backed force. He finally woke up and said, what's going on? What? Oh, yeah, let's do this. But you know what? He took days to do this. He took days to strike back. Do you really believe that any of the Iranian leaders who were involved in this are even there anymore? Are in the areas that he's bombing and he's going after? I got to ask. I mean, I just want to find out truly how sold out you are. Right? The strike against Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. They'll only succeed if they convince Iran to stop pushing these proxy attacks on Americans. It's not like we're defending somebody else. We're defending our people. We should have a plan A or B or whatever already set and ready to go. So the minute this... The minute they did this, they felt the full force and weight of the American military. Seriously. Right? And no sanctions? What about sanctions? According to Mike Pompeo, this single measure of effectiveness will be whether they deter further Iranian aggression. Not just aggression. Look at Joey B., think about something. His message was don't. I mean, that was his message to the Iranian. Don't. Well, don't what? Don't smoke dope? Don't drink too much? Hey, don't watch this movie? What? Don't what? Anyway. So it's not just aggression in Jordan, Iraq, but the Iranians, they attack U.S. interests everywhere in the world. They support Hamas. They support Hezbollah. They give money to these organizations to go and fight Israel. They're attacking commercial vessels now in the Red Sea. So you have to stop and think about how much of an attack? Oh, because we don't want to go overboard. No. When you kill somebody, is there an overboard? Right? I gotta ask the question. What? How much retaliation for an American life is too much retaliation? That's my question to some of you. Oh, all the, you know, now we're hearing about how, Israelis are kind of not stomaching well the attacks on Gaza, Hezbollah and Hamas in Gaza. They want Israel to kind of back away. I mean, seriously, these animals and the way they murdered those people, the Jewish kids, on October 7th. What, did you want a Joey B message? Don't. That was disgusting. Don't ever do that again. They should have left them alone. They should have let the Jews do what they wanted to do, make short order of it. And go in there, and, oh, no, you got to slow down. You got to be, you got to have a humanity situation. Look at, no, you don't. Where was the humanity of the Hamas? When they cold-bloodedly killed those babies, when they killed those kids. And then paraded their naked bodies all over the place. Where was the humanity there? They are animals. They only know one way. It's like Nancy Pelosi trying to say the MS-13 gangs. Oh, they're God's children. No, they're not. What God are we talking about? Satan? Satan's called the God of this world. Okay, I'll give you that one. They're the God. They definitely are their God's children. Right? Didn't Jesus tell the Pharisees and the Sadducees, your father, Satan? I mean, seriously. Anyway, two U.S. defense officials confirmed that the U.S. commenced strikes against targets tied to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and some affiliated militia groups in Syria and Iraq. The strike started at Iran. Why Syria and Iraq? Why not attack Iran itself? That's basically what he did. President Biden authorized the strikes in response to the deaths of three U.S. service members. That was Sunday. Today's Friday. I'm sure the leaders are far away, hidden deep down in the ground. Remember what Trump did? He released a bunker buster in no time. These guys only understand violence. They only understand vicious violence. You're not going to go give them a hug and get them to change their mind. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Get involved. Get engaged. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And just, you know what? Just get involved. Listen. Right? Make sure before you start spewing from the mouth, make sure you know what's going on. You know what's happening. Anyway, here's somebody who always knows what's happening. Sony Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. I always appreciate it. What does that look for?
I don't know what's happening. Even in your first opening.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I didn't know how to say no thank you when you asked me.
Yeah, it's, I like that already.
I'm too dumb to say no to stuff. I've learned in life that you do better, you get farther along if you say yes, and if it doesn't work out, you can always bail.
Well, can I get a bag of 20s?
No.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What happened to all this yes stuff a minute ago?
That one I've learned to say no to.
Oh, yeah, you must have kids.
When money is involved,
you must have kids.
No way.
Right? I always joke. I go, look, I have daughters. Yeah, no, you're not getting it. So, anyhow.
No way.
All right. You know, today was Groundhog Shadow Day.
Yes, it was. Very exciting.
What's so exciting about a groundhog?
It's very cute. It's an American tradition. Well, it didn't start off to be an American tradition, but
very cute. Have you seen a groundhog up close?
They're adorable.
Okay, go ahead.
I would love a hat made out of one, to be honest.
Send your cards. Hey, Tina, you send your cards and letters to her, okay?
Yeah. It's a cute little tradition. It's going to tell us if we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter or we're going to have spring a-coming. And it looks like spring is a-coming. And this thing is about 50% correct. So maybe
very scientific, don't you think?
It's as scientific as the stuff you watch on the news for weather. Well, I'm telling you, they're rarely ever right.
Wow. Yeah, I get a kick out of this stuff, but I guess it makes some people, you know, happy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they get to dress up. And, I mean, if you lived in Pennsylvania, I bet you'd go just as a patriot and to support the groundhog.
Wait a minute. Wait, there was no groundhog mentioned in the Revolution. So how would that make me a patriot?
Doesn't have to. This thing started off in 1887, I believe, and it was brought to the forefront by some newspaper guy who kind of ripped it off from some Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going on for a very long time. Why the groundhog? Why? I do not know. But if he's 50% correct, I think he just...
You beat the president by, like 90%.
Yeah, he deserves the gig.
Maybe the groundhog should be making decisions on the economy.
Hello,
and
Iran. Yes. I'm not mad at that groundhog. He's doing a little bit better job than some of the people in office.
God bless. No, a lot of some of that stuff is you're right. It's been going on forever. People very much appreciate the tradition. We love our traditions, right? Oh, that's probably more. I was going to say it's more of an East Coast tradition. I would think.
Yeah, it is. You know? They have another one. I think. Oh, what's his name? Scarlet Charlie or something. They have another one. They have two groundhogs. So I guess they're competing.
Really?
Which is there's another one, and I don't have the name on me, but I believe he's in New York. We have two parties in the country that fight about everything.
We're not supposed to have two parties. We're supposed to we're not supposed to really have parties, but we should have like 20 parties. No, we have the rent is too damn high party. You forgot about them.
Well, you study the Constitution. What do you mean we're not supposed to have two parties?
There's nothing in the Constitution about parties. Okay, the parties were, they're not constitutionally, approved or required, if you would,
Okay, but so let's just say, and people have tried this before, everything from Ross Perot.
Yeah, not going to fix it.
John Robert Kennedy Jr. is trying to branch off and do his own independent thing. What does that do to the two well-established parties that we have in this country?
Well, for people now are starting to get irritated. There's a lot more independents than there used to be. So people start getting irritated with the parties. There's many Republicans today that feel the Republican Party is non-existent, or the Republican Party that they're supposed to know or should know. It does. Yes, you're one of them, doesn't exist. I talked to a lifelong Republican today who said to me that point blank he was done with the party. He would be, they've become just as corrupt as the Democrats, and he's done with them. And it's hard because you listen to them speak, you see what they do. They don't stick up for our rights like they used to. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, which is why I held my hand up. Because I left that a long time ago. I can't be a part of that. I see that they're just as corrupt as the left. It was, you know, I don't know if you noticed that at one point I was seriously into politics in terms of being a commentator and going on different shows and going to the Tea Party, and then all of a sudden I bailed, and it was because I realized that, oh, wait a second, I'm not just fighting the left.
You're fighting your own people.
Too.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, it's hard enough. I'm fighting black people. I'm fighting liberals, leftists, and now our own party. And that's mm-hmm. why I disappeared for such a long time.
Yeah, that is so, it's so frustrating. Because when you're out there, you think you do the right thing. You think you got this whole team behind you. You look back there, they ain't around.
Yeah,
right? And nowhere to be found.
I've always been that kid, even in elementary school. I'm like on the right-hand side instead. I'm like, come on, everyone, who's with me? Everybody step up. Come on, let's go. And I look behind me, and there's nobody there. I should have learned my lesson by now.
Where did everybody go?
Who turned out the lights?
So I know I'm always a naysayer. You love when I do this.
No,
right?
I don't.
I know you don't, but I'm going to do it anyway. So
you're going to do it.
Doesn't matter, but you know so there was a retaliation today by Joe Biden, and God, I hate this. And it was the soldiers died on Sunday, so was it 4 days later, 5 days later? And it's irritating. Because if this was Trump, he would have had a plan in place. If some of our guys were killed, bang, it would have been done. He has, for all intents and purposes, he's given them all this time for their leaders to lead the area. And
what
so,
would you have learned? What would you have learned from his reaction?
From Joe Biden?
Uh-huh. If you were the bad guys, learned, go for it.
If I was them, I would have been like, we got plenty of time, guys. Hang out. Don't worry about
it.
Yeah, grab another pizza. We'll be back. We'll be back in a minute.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge has officially canceled the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month. That's nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. Significant job gains were observed in professional and business services, healthcare, and retail trade sectors. President Biden is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend, with plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday. During his time in L.A., Biden will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. The President and First Lady will then travel to Las Vegas on Sunday. That's ahead of Nevada's Democratic presidential primary, which will be held Tuesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Although, I do love the story of, and I don't know
why
this movie.
Tammy's saying hi to you.
Hi, Tammy.
Oh,
how's your metabolism reset going?
I quit after 3 days because of the show. I was like, I can't do everything all at once.
That's only two things, not everything, Sonia.
No, you have no idea what else is going on in
okay.
my life. So I was like, hey, no, I can't do all of that.
Hold on.
And now I'm sick.
Hold on.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
I think I lost them.
What'd you lose? Oh, dear. Oh, my.
We're just going to come back in. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I always appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just getting involved, engaged. Let's get her back on before she falls asleep on me. Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time. Always appreciate the time that we spend together. And obviously, so do the people that were that are listening. Always get
really?
They always love hearing from. Yeah, they do. Listen, it's not like we're dating and I'm trying to win brownie points here, okay?
But who else are you going to get on a Friday night who has absolutely nothing else to do?
Oh, no, wait a minute. First of all, you're the talent I want on Friday night, but there's plenty of slugs on Friday night I can get. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Oh, golly. And to tell you what a trooper I am terribly ill right now. As you can
yeah,
hear,
that's
my
your
nose,
fault.
But
that you get for
it is my
next
fault.
To sick people and praying for them and all
I
that
did.
Stuff.
I did. I will never. I will never.
I
pray for somebody again. Dog.
I would have rolled my window down just a crack, and said, "Hey, sister, you need somebody to pray for you or what?
Do you know Jesus? Come to the hood of my car. Let's talk about Jesus."
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You stay back like 12
more.
Feet or 15 feet or whatever.
I have learnt with a, it ends with a T. I have learnt my lesson. And I can't believe she waited to the end of the prayer to inform me that she has a virus.
That was nice of her, though. It was nice of her to at least tell you, right?
She should have started the conversation off with that. She should have said, stand back. I really, you know, we could talk from afar, but I'm sick. I ran into someone today that I saw that I knew at Whole Foods Market, and I said, back off. I'm sick. So just out of general courtesy. I'm so angry at her. I'm so mad.
I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. It's like, you know what? But it's not gonna help. You know that.
Not at all.
Anyway.
And I sat there for a while. I was like, God, what do you want me to do? Because you know I can't stand people. And okay, I'll do it.
I'll do it, right? You know, I think we do that with God a lot, though. We always think that... you know, what are you doing this to me for? When it's really, frankly, honestly, natural, normal stuff we should be doing to begin with, right?
That's right. And I've talked to you about it when I've let the ball slip through my hands. And the next day, I feel really bad about it. So I'm like, not this time. Doggone it. And I get out of my car and I chat with her about Jesus. And I'm noticing that she's kind of slumping over in her seat. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
You're boring her to death with Jesus. That's what's wrong.
No, that's when she told me. I said, you look really tired. I have this virus.
I'm really sick.
I'm contagious.
All right. Well, you know what? Hopefully she's doing better. Seriously.
I don't.
And I don't know her, so there's not much I can do for her. But here,
yeah.
Since you brought up kind of like nothing to do on a Friday night,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about things you can be doing. There's an article right now in the New York Post, and it says, is your relationship really ready for polyamory? Six signs that point yes, right? So the writer goes on to say, the more is more concept has become increasingly common among American couples, with a recent study showing that a majority of surveyed Gen Zers are participating more and more in open relationships. A number of happy practitioners recently shared their experiences with the Huffington Post, suggesting that conventional duos who feel the spark have left their one passionate romantic lives kind of wanting. You know, this goes to my mantra that I've been doing for a while, saying they want to ruin everything that is natural, that is normal, that is set up by God. So,
go ahead.
No,
I think they would argue that monogamous two-person relationships are not natural, in terms of natural. But when you threw the God thing in there, that's a whole different thing. But these people, I don't believe, are God-fearing religious people.
Okay. So they'll say it's not natural, it's not normal, because, you know, what is it, variety is the spice of life. And I'm not trying to be rude, I'm not going to get rude here, but... there's the same parts and pieces for everybody, okay? And
right.
The reality is it's the relationship. It's not, you know, the sex is always, you know, in the beginning, it is the thing, if you would. But you can't have sex like that for the 50 years you're married with somebody, no matter how many people you've been married to.
No, and I think oftentimes the structure that's set up by God has to do with populating the earth and the children and the family. But, and I think that we're stepping into some real scary ground here. And we don't know what's going to be on the other side of it. Because you do know that children are going to be brought into this situation.
Yep.
I've heard of and listened to people who are in polyamorous relationships. They're also same-sex polyamorous relationships. And we're just talking about a big soup bowl of a mess here. But I will tell you that this... to me, if you're talking about heterosexual polyamorous relationships, I think it's just one more thing that men have made out on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, tell me why they haven't. It's just like the feminist movement, where we all decided to burn our bras to show that we were the same as them. Men were like, okay.
Listen, I can tell you that unlike the 70s, I don't want to give away too much here, but women are much more aggressive, you know, sexually, relationship-wide, especially in the last 20, 25 years.
I think they are because they're not getting men. They're not getting the thing that they want. So what, now they're bowing down. Ultimately, yes, and they won't say that. Mm-hmm. So you had the feminist movement, where you pretty much drove men away by saying you're just the same as them, and you can open your own door, and who needs you? And men said, fine. Yeah. And then you went into the lesbian relationships. Who was that for? You were for guys. They liked watching it, so you did it. I think I told you when I moved down here, I saw a 10-year-old on a stripper pole. The feminist movement has not gone very far if now we're raising our daughters and look at the sexualization of children now.
So none of this
stuff has worked. So now you're talking about polyamorous relationships, and the only reason I'm saying it's guys are making elements is because I listen to them on YouTube's channels. The girls sound like they think they want this. They are really convinced that they think they want this. But they're really sad when another girl comes into the mix.
The one woman told the writer that she said, I always felt like it was a sacrifice to curtail my desires to explore, you know, my sexuality. And I'm thinking, okay, so there you go. There's that whole, it's about me, it's about what I want, it's about what makes me feel better. And I don't even want to try to be totally, exclusively happy with this one person.
But that's okay. If you're single and you tell somebody that you're having relations with, as Madea would say, and you tell them that you are not, right off the bat, this is not my thing. I'm not going to be in a monogamous relationship. I'm not marriage material. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. And you allow them, you have the grace to allow them to leave it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because as you say, women's is the same as men's, especially these days. So, no, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I just think that when you're talking about polyamory, when we're talking about a structured relationship where people are living together and children are brought into that, I think you're playing with fire. And women are increasingly unhappy, just like they were all through these steps of the feminist movement, of the sexual empowerment movement, children, sexuality, all this stuff. The only losers in this, the biggest losers in this, are the women.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you, you know. And again, most of what I'm reading here, they have six things that will prove that you're ready for it, right? Mm-hmm. And what the funny thing about it is one of those things is if your connection is strong with your partner, then you're ready for other relationships. It's almost like...
What?
Yeah, exactly. See? You've plateaued or something, and now it's time to move on or take on another challenge, right?
They cannot ruin goodness fast enough.
Yeah, and when you read this over and over and over again, it's all about me not being fulfilled, and partner B is not fulfilling me as well because there's some areas where he or she lacks, so I need a partner C to fill the... And I'm reading through this thing to myself, you are searching for something to make you happy when you could have that happiness with that first person you're with if you weren't overthinking this thing.
Right, I think it is a lot of overthinking, but it is a lot of where we are now. Women have the ability, it's not like in the 50s where you needed someone for financial reasons or take care of the children or any of that. Women have evolved to a point where they don't have those necessary needs for a man. So everybody's trying to work it out. But I don't think that a guy is going to stick around if you're going, well, I like you, but I really want to keep my
I want to keep my options open. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you stand to lose something that you really probably would have wanted just by being unsure. Listen, people are dating now by just swiping, and it's been proven. If you have so many options, you can't make up your mind about what you want. So that could be what all this polyamory is evolving from, is that you can't make up your mind, and you're worried about, what if I make the wrong decision? Because we have more decisions now, especially as women. Community, your neighborhood, your job, your whatever. People you know would know them. It's not like that anymore. You can travel all over the United States for a job. It's just very different now. We have hundreds of options a minute open to us as into dating. So I'm not surprised it's gone into this area. I would just be very sad to see children brought into this until they get their minds right.
Yeah, it's
fine.
All right.
Who's that?
Commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
A job. Find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back with a great baseline. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring on my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me, as she does every Friday to kind of close the week off and kick off the party. Right? Go to the party?
Where's the party at?
Oh, I can't tell you.
I kick it off.
Yeah.
Hey, that's messed up. I kick off the party.
Yes.
And then you don't tell me where it is.
Well, you can kick it off, and I know what you'll do. You'll kick off the party, sneak out, and go to bed.
I sure will.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I know.
Yep.
Anyway, so let's finish up on this polyamorous thing, because I, you know, again, you say if they agree to it, but there's a problem here. Even without God in the picture, from a psychological standpoint, I've gone through this with Dr. B before. You truly, chemically and emotionally, are not made to be in a multiple relationship at one time. The one-on-one relationship, even without God in the picture, is what is normal and natural for your mind.
I don't know. I think that men naturally, an emotional relationship. But I don't think that that's necessarily what polyamorous people are trying to do. like you said, they're trying to satisfy their own personal needs. Now, I know from my own personal experience, there's guys who are really good at fixing stuff around the house. There's guys who are really romantic. There's guys who are funny. And, you know, if you could smush all of that into one guy, then you'd have your one guy. But often you can't. So maybe...
But is your expectation that you're going to find somebody with all of those qualities that you like?
Yes, because I'm really screwed up. That's why I'm in therapy. But
your therapist is very grateful. You know.
But I think that that is a problem, is because we as women nowadays, we're so independent. There's so much we can do on our own, or call up the help, call up a handyman to do for us. We don't really know, and I'm talking about sincere women, not frisky
right.
women.
I got, yeah.
But we don't really know where men fit. I know when I was dating this many years ago, I've had men say to me, I don't know where I fit in this picture. I've raised my kids. I put them into college. I had a career. I could afford to call a handyman. And I could, you know. So he had to work really hard to figure out, well, what were my needs? Where was that space that he could fit in? I think that's becoming harder
okay.
and harder
right.
for men.
But I'm gonna shake it up over here and say, okay, why
Please
was
do,
it that most of the guys coming out of my generation, and my dad's and before that, but we'll just call mine, how come most of the guys coming out of my generation fit those molds? Now, they might not have been the most emotional people in the world, but we knew what a screwdriver was. We knew how to get the car started. We knew how to change the tire. You know, we knew how to call AAA. I mean, we didn't need somebody to constantly tell us or help us or move through things. And you see,
well,
a lot of men, not all men, but a lot of men today, you and other women complain about on a regular basis, say there's no men left.
Well,
go ahead.
I think, I didn't say there's no men left, but I will say the difference between then and now, and that's a long time ago, Joe, I don't want to be specific.
Hold on, we had electricity, so it wasn't that long ago.
But one of the things that you guys had in the golden olden days that a lot of men haven't had the privilege of having is a father. So, and we're talking about a couple of generations back not having a father. So they don't know how to treat women, let alone how to take care of themselves. A lot of men nowadays, I know in the black community, we were told that we're ball bust. Oh, can I? We're too tough on men, so we have to basically co-sign them, take care of them. We're being a bad person if we're not taking care of them. And then what we wound up with is having babies and staying on our own and not even expecting to be taken care of. So I think this generation after generation of men not have, there's no expectation for men to be men anymore. So that's
yeah,
different.
Okay, so. By not having an expectation, then you're settling. And if you, I know I'm going to get slapped. And if you settle, then you deserve what you get. I mean,
we're not.
You're not
yes,
pulling them
agreed.
Up. You're not pulling them along. You're not making it so they have to
but
be.
But we
better.
Also know. Here it is. I'm going to be the devil's guy here.
Ooh.
We also believe that if we don't. Just like the sex things that girls are being told, that women are being told. Look how the women dress now as opposed to the women in your day and age. You know, in our day and age. We're
yeah,
trying
be
to
be careful with that. Yeah.
We're trying to out seduce, you know, everyone. So listen, guys know that if you're not gonna do what they want and they don't have to put out for it, they don't have to rise to the occasion. Women know that those guys have 10 other options. Even a broke-down guy has other options. So I think it puts women in a really bad situation. I think it also has done no favors for men. I don't think that they know what it means to be a man. They didn't have a father. They also have women generation after generation that have no expectations for them to be men. And here we are. And now we're going, let's be polyamorous. And you think some guy's going to go, no, I just want to have one woman as opposed to two or three that live
with
me.
Okay, I mean, we're getting a little deep in some of these areas, but I'm going to go back to what are we telling our girls? What are we telling our guys from a young age? What are we showing them? Because, frankly, you said it a minute ago. You're over-sexualizing the young girls, and yet we're not supposed to look at them as, you know, sex objects. You're over-sexualizing these young girls. Don't you think the boys that sit back and say, well, they're looking that sexy because they want me to approach them or be with them or do whatever? It's a heck of a stupid message to send.
Yeah, it's the only way they know to get messages. When I took a pole dancing class for exercise. And when I told you, no, seriously.
I believe you. I don't know if everybody else is, but I believe you.
Oh, that's so wrong. I'm a dancer, and I also wanted upper body strength, and I thought it would be fun, but I am a grown behind woman. I had to wait in line for a 10-year-old to finish her routine on the pole before I could go. And I was like, there is something greatly wrong with the world when this is where feminism has taken us. So, no, we're not, and you said it, if you take God out of the equation, you're going to have a big mess on your hands. So we have a big mess on our hands in terms of relationships. And the left has been hankering to ruin relationships for quite some time. And they're succeeding.
So, men, you need to teach your kids, you need to teach your boys how to be men. You need to teach them how to respect, you know, that's the other thing, you know. Why don't we teach our boys, I have boys and girls, right? Why don't we teach our boys how to respect women? How do we teach our boys as to what to look for in a woman? Why?
You have to respect mom.
That's a very good point.
If the children see how you treat mom, they're going to get an idea. But if 70%, and I don't know what the percentages are in white families, but I think they're closely approaching the same in black families, Latin families the same way. But with a 70% household of fathers not being in the house, where are the kids going to learn this stuff?
Yeah.
And the moms are overworked, overtired, ticked off, bringing in another boyfriend maybe because she thinks that that's going to help her out. You know, it's a mess. And I think in terms of the black family, it happened when the welfare program got introduced into the equation. He said men aren't needed anymore. Husbands aren't needed. And not only
At that point, they're a detriment, right?
They're penalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for doing it. Well,
so, yeah.
All right,
so
this is depressing. Let's move on.
Oh, I love this talk.
No. I know you do.
I don't like it either.
I prefer to talk about J6 and gay sex. You know, it's just, it'll lighten things up a little bit. But
so, not even.
I don't know. Did you read the story, or were you aware of that video that was made about a staffer having gay sex in Senate chambers?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was all over the place.
I not only read about it, I saw it.
You didn't? You saw the video?
Yep, they posted it the day after. You didn't see that?
No, because I didn't want to have to burn the inside of my head to get it out. So anyway, they have decided now that they're not going to prosecute that man and the other man and whoever was involved in all that, which again is totally illegal, you know, in the chambers, being in there for any other. So I'm thinking about that. I'm saying, okay, I got this right. The J6ers didn't do any damage when they were inside, right? They walked through there. You saw what they did. You saw what went down.
One got great.
Right? They're in jail. Some of them haven't even had a court date. Some of them have gotten years for it. And to be a jerk, maybe they should all have gay sex with each other there in the chambers, and they would have let it go. Because it's all right for one side to totally desecrate a situation, but the other side, not so much. But we're not a two-tiered system, Sonia. We got to go for a break, by the way. I know. I love doing that to you because now you got to hold it till we come back. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.